well, it feels like a win, really, to go 1-0 down with Swansea in good form, one up at Everton, was a victory for us. We hadn't played well first half. We looked like we was playing with a knot in our ankles. And then we managed to knock that out at half-time. And second half, come out firing. Got a goal more or less straight away. Could have perhaps had a second. But in the end, just the DNA of Crystal Palace CSO, character, blocks, getting in the way of things, discipline. But the point really, really is massive for us. It takes us off 31. Our fans who travelled down, brilliant they were today. And massive for them it was as well. So went and celebrated with them.
People will assume you kind of read the riot act at half-time. Is that what you do with this group? Is that how it works? Or if you can tell us a little about that?
It wasn't so much the riot act. It was, you know, you set up a team and I'm a thorough manager. I go over the tactics and make sure everybody knows the job. But we played like a chess team. You know, we was like, no one was playing with any instinct, with any panache, apart from Kabai, by the way, who I thought was terrific first half. It was almost playing hindered. So, freedom up, 4-4-2, you've done it since you were 9 years old, go out and play. And they did that.
And this obviously brings your losing run to an end. Does it kind of inject a little confidence? As you said, it feels like a win. So presumably, The kind, not negativity, but the kind of people with their heads down a little bit, this will lift the club, surely?
Well, of course. It's been a funny run because we've had two great FA Cup wins, of course, against Premier League in the middle of it all. But of course, it was inhibiting us, this run. So now, I like to think when we play Watford, our home fans can see us a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more composure than we had against Bournemouth, and hopefully get a win will be so important for us.
How did Adebayor get on today, do you think?
Well, I thought he did terrific today. He led the line. Didn't ask him to do too much defensively. Just make sure he was a good outball for us, which he was. He created some moments. You can see centre-halves are not going to enjoy when he gets the ball at his feet, and he's going to get better and better. But I cannot tell you how happy I am with his application, the way he's settled in to the group. And that really bodes well going forward.
Is Kabai okay?
Yeah, Kabai's fine. He was just getting tired. And nice to give the debut to Heram, and he's done well at Plymouth. Deserved his little run out today, and I thought he did well when he came on.
Alan, you cut a frustrated figure in the first half. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've not seen you kind of. I've seen you animated on the touchline before, but there was.
And I was frustrated against Bournemouth as well because I know these players are better than they're showing. So, you know, I'm the manager. So that's me. That's my fault. You know, they should be playing better than this. And so I was frustrated with myself more than the players. You know. But anyway, second half, I couldn't fault them. They were brilliant.
Yeah, they did. They came out after half-time and really gave you everything, didn't they?
Yeah, and much more kind of composure and discipline and go-to attitude, you know? You can't win a game on the back foot.
Good to have Kabai back. Such a big influence on your midfield.
Well, I just thought, really and truly, if we didn't have him in the first half, I don't know how bad we would have been, because he was the only class moments we had, apart from Addy. I thought those two were by far our best players before half-time. They carried on second half where they left off and the rest of the group followed in. But he's such an important player for us, particularly now we've lost McArthur and Punchin for long periods. There's no way I'll be taking risks with him. So, you know, he just started getting a bit tired. Haram had to come on and he did great. I have full faith in him.
You gave Addy almost a 90 minutes there. I mean, was that the plan pre-match, or did you think you were only going to get 70 or so out of him?
Well, I just felt the more minutes I give him, the better he's going to be going forward. So there wasn't really much he needed to do in that last period. He was only an outball, but distribution wasn't great. So I kept him on as long as I could, and then Fraser come on and shored us up a little bit towards the end.